Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As part of Mental Health Awareness Week, which runs through until the 20th of May, Cambridgeshire and Peterborough CCG, Clinical Commissioning Group, is highlighting and promoting local services available to anyone experiencing stress and needing help. Dr. Emma Tiffin is GP, Mental Health Lead, and hopefully she'll guide us through the help that's available. Hello, Emma, and thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Julian.
Now, there's stress, isn't there? Because this morning I was probably feeling a little bit stressed myself, trying to get some work done in the day job, rushing down here, do some lunchtime news. But that's not really the same as the constant pressure that some people feel under.
No, so I guess there's normal stress, Julian, which enables us to function under sort of challenging, difficult circumstances.
Because sometimes it's good, you know, drives you on a bit.
It does. So people find, you know, that's what it's designed to do. So the stress hormones actually promote performance. But the problem is when it gets too severe, you actually can suffer from, you know, symptoms like anxiety, panic, people can't sleep properly, and ultimately people can get very depressed if the stress goes on and on. And of course, that's a problem, because what that means is people can't carry out their everyday activities. And, you know, exams is something else we see this time of year, particularly,
oh, goodness me, yes.
My daughter's doing GCSEs, although she's quite chilled, fortunately.
But they transfer to parents as well, I guess it possibly does,
I'm more
doesn't
stressed
it?
Than she is,
I know,
definitely. But certainly, you know, for students, it's a really difficult time, Julian, and, you know, people can suffer from extreme stress. And we would say that it's important to get help if that does happen. And the earlier we intervene always with mental health problems, the quicker we can provide help and the quicker usually the symptoms settle.
And are there ways that you can sort of mitigate that? I guess up to a point, you know, you have to take yourself off to go see the doctor, but before you get there,
I mean, there's all sorts of tips, from your standard kind of healthy lifestyle that keeps the body in shape. And believe it or not, that does matter. So what you eat, exercise, of course, releases what we call happy hormones, endorphins, and they're a body's natural antidepressant. So actually exercise is a really good thing to do. And it tends to mean you tune out a bit, not having too much alcohol, because when people drink, generally they actually feel a little bit happier, not always, of course, but generally. But then when the effects wear off, Julian, then people can, you know, it's actually a depressant, so people feel down again.
It's kind of like a reverse effect almost, isn't it?
Exactly.
You think it's doing well, and then all of a sudden, you know,
And it's a common one that people self-medicate with. Drugs, of course, too. So, you know, it is best to avoid those, or just, you know, we're not going to say don't drink anything, but, you know, just minimise it. And sleep is really important. And for a lot of people, that's a real issue. I mean, it's one of the commonest things I think I see in my surgery, is people that aren't able to sleep. And of course, it's very distressing when that happens. So trying to, and this time of year, of course, you know, it's jolly hot in here. You know, things like, you know,
this is chilly compared to how it gets sometimes.
You know, a dark room, just making sure you take some time out before you go to bed. And I'm a great fan, Julian, of mindfulness. So I think that's something everybody can do. We can all do it at home. It doesn't need to cost you anything.
You get these mindfulness apps, can't you?
Yeah.
Which kind of sounds counterintuitive, using the phone before you go to bed, but I guess it's the good use.
Yes, or, you know, people can do, sort of learn about breathing. If you look at the email, you know, the websites, there's all sorts of information available on mindfulness, actually, and it is a form of meditation. So it's focusing, generally speaking, on your breathing is good enough. So you can just lie on your bed. And actually, I know it sounds odd, but, you know, 5 minutes of that, Julian, you'd be surprised each day, you know, what that does. Yep. And occasionally I do it in my surgeries when I've had a really stressful time and I need to just relax so that I'm fit for my next patient. And you know, as I say, you can do it in a few, you know, 30 seconds or so.
Which is possibly all you get if that between
yes,
patients sometimes.
That's what
we get. You mentioned food. Are there sort of, you know, I guess they probably are, aren't there? Some particular vitamins or particular foodstuffs which are good. What should we be having?
Well, the natural, of course, you know, the physical, and this is another sort of misconception sometimes, that we separate mental health and physical health, and actually one goes with the other. So if your body's in good shape, so it's the usual, I'm afraid, although I must admit, actually, you can have some very tasty meals, but the usual natural foods, so trying to avoid processed foods that are high in sugar, which send your blood sugar rapidly up, and then of course it falls again, so you're constantly craving, and that can lead to all sorts of, you know, shaky, tremor type, anxiety type symptoms. I think we've all been there. So sticking to natural foods with a low glycemic index, so nuts, fibre, fruit, vegetables, is always a good thing to do. And as I say, if your body's in good shape as well, that reduces the risk of mental health problems.
Yeah, it's interesting how often that's the advice. So it kind of, you know, if you do that, you can cure all sorts of things.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, we know more and more about the connection between a fit body and a fit mind, Julian. And honestly, it is true. I mean, they're discovering more and more about that. So we know that lifestyle is extremely important. And as I say, you know, exercise is a really good one because it also releases the endorphins, and it's just a chance to get out in the fresh air, isn't it, this time of year?
I know I always feel better. I don't run often enough, but when I do, the result, you know, you can, if you have a good session, if you know what I mean,
you feel really good.
Sometimes it's like, ugh, and you don't feel any better when you've finished it, but that's possibly because you haven't done it often enough.
And I think when people are studying, Julian, it's really important to take some time out. So exercise is a really good choice, but socialising is another one. So again, if people become really stressed and a bit depressed, there's an inclination very often to hibernate a little bit, shut yourself off, not communicate with friends and family. And actually, for most people, that's a really good thing to do. Just, you know, we're not saying you need to offload all your mental health symptoms, but just to actually forget about your exams or your stress and have a good old chat and connect with your friends and family is really important.
Yeah, no, I did ask our listeners if they had any questions, and I'll start with the first question, which is probably mine, which is the best place to go to help, which you may say as a doctor, you may go to a health centre. And Neil in Forbourne asks, is there still a health centre in every village?
So
larger villages, I suppose, more likely.
Yeah, it does depend on the size, Neil. I mean, most of the big practices have outreach branches in the smaller villages. So generally, you know, you will find a surgery nearby you. So that is one option to go to if you've got if you're suffering from a mental health problem. There are other options. So I know I've been mentioning to you with extreme stress myself about our new mental health website, just because we're really keen to promote it and get it used, and that way we can get it to continue. But we have got a new mental health website which has a stack of information about mental health problems themselves, so people can understand more how they're feeling, but also all our local services, so where people can go to get help.
And so this is the Keep Your Head website.
That's
is it?
Right. Keep your head.com, and it's local to Cambridgeshire, so it's not for listeners that I don't know if you have what we call illegal listeners, but actually, you know, it's local to Cambridgeshire. That's the only snag. But most other
areas, we inexplicably have a couple of regular listeners in Germany, which we're very grateful to have. But
that is exhausting.
Possibly, we've got a whole list of people. It's one of my elaborate theories is that the further away you live from a radio station, the more likely you are to get mentioned. You know.
Yeah, well, that probably fits, actually, doesn't it?
I think so. We kind of, you know, us presenters get all excited about it. we like the ones in the city and South Cambridgeshire best.
But actually, you know, most areas will have similar services. So, for example, we have a talking therapy service which has self-referral. So anybody can just contact it. They don't need to go and see the doctor. They can just contact the service. And the phone number for that, if there are any interested listeners, is 0300 300 0055. That's 0300 300 0055. And also, you know, there's various other, we've got a service which is based in GP surgeries, which provides mental health specialist advice and support called PRISM, which stands for Primary Service for Mental Health. To be careful how you say that one.
Acronyms are good.
Yeah. And your GP can request for their help, again, if you've got a mental health problem. And that's fairly new, Julian. So we've set that up to try and give more support in the community. It used to be so difficult to get access to specialist mental health advice, so we've tried to make that easier. But you do need to go through your GP.
And I guess always, not necessarily having an appointment with a GP, but the GP's surgery will have the information, be it a stack of leaflets or a helpful receptionist who can say, call this number or look over here.
Absolutely. And funny enough, that's one project going on at the moment, is what they're calling care navigation training. So actually receptionists are being trained in actually helping patients when they don't need to see the doctor, in other ways that they can access whatever's available in the community or other services. Coming back to mental health, we also have a crisis service, which is very important to mention. So for people that are in a mental health crisis.
I was going to ask about that, because at the extreme end of things, you know, people can be having all sorts of thoughts and suicide. And goodness, you know, which is ultimately the worst thought that anybody can have.
And it is. And under those circumstances, Julian, people can't wait. So the service is called First Response Service, and it's dial 111, like you do for any urgent GP problem, and you press 2 for mental health. It's that straightforward. And you can actually see, again, if you look at Keep Your Head, or, you know, we've got a good link to a video, and there are a couple of sanctuaries, one of which is in Cambridge, where people can go and just get a bit of time out, Julian. Mm-hmm. They're open from 6 in the evening till 1 in the the morning and people can go there, but they do need to go through the first response service just so that we can make sure people are safe to go there and they don't need any more sort of intensive support. But that's a great option. So, you know, there's lots available. And then, of course, there's the sort of national helplines, and we've got Lifeline locally, which is another one for people in mental health crisis. So there's a lot available, but the website also sums up a lot of this.
I was going to say, because you need, over the last, you know, 10 minutes or so, we've gone got a load of, you know, get this, there's this. And so that website, the Keep Your Head one, if you almost, you can use that, can you, as like a channel, if you like, to find out where to go next.
And what we've done, Julian, with that is I had a bit of an obsession, because as a GP, it's so difficult to keep up to date with whatever is available locally and all the different changes. And my other problem was that, you know, again, a lot of patients would actually be quite happy and prefer to look themselves and have a potter around a website rather than come and see us for very quick information when they're often distressed and won't take it in.
Because we are encouraged, aren't we, so often to talk to anybody, really, to be open about mental health illness. And I can imagine some people saying, I really just don't want to do this. So something like going to the website and then going to speak to somebody like you or one of your colleagues in the service elsewhere is presumably a good thing.
And we found that, you know, quite a bit. It's reassuring, actually, that, you know, people can look at the website and then feel it's their choice whether they then come and see us. But we do find people that do that. Or they're worried about somebody else, Julian, so they just want some tips about what's available locally and quite how to approach it. So, you know, as I say, it's a whole great source of information. And we've tried to put everything in one place this time. So what we found traditionally is there's all different websites. And this website also links some of the national websites, which are very useful, like Alzheimer's Society, if, you know, people have got a memory problem. And it's got a great children's section and young people, Julian, which again is something you're probably aware that we've had to, you know, we still need to put in more investment. It's been an area where I don't think we've had enough resource and enough focus, and that's now
happening. It's not just, you know, children of exam age, is it? It's quite amazing pressures that and if you're small, you know, the pressure is slightly, I think, what's all that about? But actually, you know, if that's what you're worrying about, that's what you're worrying about.
Yes, and there's for children, there's a organisation called Cuth that provide online counselling and therapy. So what we found is a lot of the young people, back to your point, Julian, don't really want to go and see the doctor. And actually, you know, they were very happy in asking for online options. So it's the same for the adults. So the service that I was describing offers something called Silver Cloud, which is an online therapy service. So you don't even have to, you know, if you are somebody who doesn't want to see somebody, that's okay. It can be done over the internet. People can communicate. There are forums. So there's all sorts of options. And on the website, we're also trying to encourage sort of blogs and stories. So it just allows, it's the people's website. We don't want this to be really NHS and blue and white. And so I fought a bit for that, Julian, because the NHS
less
don't like that.
Than otherwise might have been.
I hope no one's listening from my crew, because they might get cross.
Be fine. Emma, thank you very much for coming in. We should remind everyone of that website, which is www.keep-your-head.com. And you can find out all the information which Emma was talking about. And I must point out to the listener, because it is radio, not television, Emma, I think, had all of that information off the top of her head. She has got notes, I think, but I'm not entirely sure she looked at them once. Dr. Emma Tiffin, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.